Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales at sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Joel is a worker with the Canadian National Railway. He's supposed to be at his job, but instead, he's on the picket line.
CN Rail has locked its employees out, so we're just here for an information picket line. Let everyone know we're here. We want to go back to work, and we're hoping both the company and our negotiating team can get a deal.
Canada's two main railway companies, CN and Canadian Pacific Kansas City, have locked out more than 9,000 unionised workers. Canada's Minister of Labour, Stephen McKinnon, says the two companies and the Teamsters Union blame each other for the work stoppage because a deal could not be reached.
In the current collective bargaining negotiations between Canadian National Railway, Canadian Pacific Kansas City and the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference, an agreement has so far proven elusive. These collective bargaining negotiations belong to these parties, but their effects and the impacts of the current impasse are being borne by all Canadians.
The stoppage has caused widespread concern in both Canada and the US. Many companies in both countries and across all industries rely on railroads to deliver their raw materials and finished products, which means without regular rail service, they may have to cut back or even close. The US Department of Transportation says billions of dollars of goods move between Canada and the US via rail every month, as well as inside Canada. At first, the Canadian government was reluctant to use its power to refer the dispute to binding arbitration. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the government believed another solution could be found.
We are on this. We're taking it so seriously. The minister is engaged directly. We are not taking this lightly, obviously, because Canadians across the country are worried about it. And we will have more to say shortly on what we're doing to make sure that the right solution is found.
But Minister McKinnon has now announced he's forcing the two major freight railroads to return to the negotiating table.
Under Section 107 of the Canada Labour Code, I've directed the Canada Industrial Relations Board to assist the parties in settling the outstanding terms of their collective agreements by imposing final binding arbitration. I have also directed the board to extend the term of the current collective agreements until new agreements have been signed, and for operations on both railways to resume forthwith.
That means the trains will run again. But Dan Kelly, the president and CEO of the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, worries that there could be ramifications down the line.
The impact is huge. This affects consumers with packaged goods, drugstore products, baby formula in some communities shipped by rail. It's right throughout the economy. So I really worry that even a couple of weeks of a strike, you have to multiply that by 6 to 8 before the system gets back to normal. So a 1 week strike could take 6 to 8 weeks before the system is back to normal. And sure, business owners will do their best to try to make up some of the sales that they may be missing. But that only helps to a certain degree. I mean, even a few weeks delay, if your seasonal goods miss the season they're associated with, you're done.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.